بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected elders and brothers, in famous hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, which you would have heard before and which we will hear many times in the coming days. One occasion, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم ascended the minbar of Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi. And as Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم stepped onto the first step of the minbar, he was heard saying Ameen. He stepped on the second step, again he said Ameen. And he stepped onto the third step, again he said Ameen. After Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had delivered his sermon and come down from the minbar, the Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today we have heard you saying something which we didn't hear you saying before. You went up each step and you said Ameen. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded and he said that when I ascended the first step, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam appeared before me and he said, woe to that person who finds the month of Ramadan and still in the month of Ramadan does not secure forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made that dua and I said, Ameen. I ascended the second step and he said again, woe to that person who one or both of his parents attain old age and the person through failure to serve them does not secure Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made the dua, I said Ameen. And he said, the third step I ascended and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam again said, woe to that person who your name, the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned in front of him and that person does not send salutation upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I said Ameen. My dear brothers, if we have to analyze this hadith, just take a moment to ponder over this hadith. Who is making the dua? It is not any ordinary mortal, any ordinary human being, but this is Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. The angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم. They not for a moment do they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not any ordinary angel, rather this is the chief of all the angels, Ar-Ruhul Ameen. The trustworthy spirit, the trustworthy angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is making the dua. And the person saying Ameen to the dua is none other than the best of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this leaves absolutely no doubt in our minds that this dua will definitely be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama mentioned, my dear brothers, that regarding these three things, why is the curses pertaining to these three aspects? Because these are three easy ways to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Simple ways to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Ramadan, the month of forgiveness, the month of mercy, where Allah's mercy is pouring down, showering down upon us. And still a person is unable to secure their forgiveness, then you are neglecting something that is very easy to do. The parents of a person are the easy doorways to Jannah for a person. Jannah lies beneath the feet of our mothers. The Hadith Sharif says, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala lies in pleasing your father. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, following his simple way of life, is an easy way to become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person is neglectful regarding these three things, very quickly does he fall under the curse of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ameen. And from amongst these three things, my dear brothers, obviously the thing that pertains to us right now, within a week or two, we'll be in the blessed month of Ramadan, is the first part of the hadith, where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, woe to that person, who the month of Ramadan comes, and the person still does not secure forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear respected elders and brothers, I do not think that I fully understand, I do not think that you fully understand what is the value and what is the virtue of the month of Ramadan. The forgiveness, the mercy, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the blessed month of Ramadan. A simple example to understand how much of mercy and how much of reward there is in this month. A person has to wake up for sehri. And a person eats his sehri, he reads his fajr salah and he goes to sleep. And then the person wakes up at Zuhr time, he reads his Zuhr Salah and goes to sleep again. The person wakes up for Asr Salah, he reads Asr Salah and goes to sleep again. And then the person wakes up at Maghrib time and he breaks his fast. The entire day the person spends sleeping, perhaps in a nice comfortable air-conditioned room, But that person, because of being in the state of fasting in the month of Ramadan, tremendous rewards will be given to that person even though he spent the entire day relaxing. This is the value and this is the blessings of the beloved month of Ramadan. So my dear brothers, this month of Ramadan, because of the great blessings of the month of Ramadan, because of the great value of the month of Ramadan, we throughout the year, 11 months of the year, we are totally neglectful, many of us neglectful, unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, neglectful of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Annually Allah ta'ala gives us this 1 month for us to reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to realign with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without us even realizing, my dear brothers, in the month of Ramadan, what is happening to us? How mindful after 11 months of negligence, 11 months of unmindfulness, how mindful become of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person makes wudu in the month of Ramadan while he's fasting. After the person finish makes wudu, a few droplets of water remain in his mouth. Normally the person not even worry about his few droplets of water. But now in the month of Ramadan, the person becomes so alert, so connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so mindful of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is few droplets of water left in his mouth. The person now goes and spits out the droplets of water. I cannot consume, I cannot allow the droplets of water to go down my throat because this will break my fast. This is how mindful and how alert a person becomes in the month of Ramadan to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because of the blessing of the month, my dear brother, we find that our salaf, our pious predecessors, likewise Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the hadith Sharif says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the month of Ramadan will exert himself in a way which he would not exert. And we find our righteous predecessors, my dear brothers, the amount of effort they put in the month of Ramadan. Some of them 60 khatams of Quran, some of them 100 khatams of Quran, some of them would not sleep a single night in the month of Ramadan. They will spend the entire night in tahajjud, entire night praying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we all accept, my dear brother, we all concede that the people of the past, the pious of the past, they were built differently. We are living times where it's very difficult for us to act and emulate the ways of those people. It's become difficult for us, my dear brothers. For what should we be doing? What should we be doing in the month of Ramadan? Simply, my dear brothers, it's just a case of getting back to the basics. It's a case of doing the simple things. We're living in such an era, my dear brothers, where to act upon deen has become difficult. The environment, the world we live in is not conducive. So the easy thing for us to do, my dear brothers, is to do the simple things, to get the basic things right. That is why we've heard Mawlana Yusuf Patel Sahib Rahmatullah, on many occasions he would say that today if a person just does the fara'id and he just stays away from haram, then without the extra dhikr, without the extra tilawah, without the extra tahajjud, the person becomes the saint and the wali of the time just by getting the basics right. And just by doing the simple things right. So for us weak people in the month of Ramadan, what are the simple things? What are the basic things that we need to do in the month of Ramadan so that we can maximize the benefits of Ramadan? Firstly, my dear brothers, the first thing we have to do is to watch the month of Ramadan with the correct mindset. Let us understand that this Ramadan, the fasting, the taraweeh, the long days, and likewise all acts of deen, these are not a burden. This is not a task. It is not a job put upon us. But rather it is a great mercy, a great kindness, a great ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where Allah ta'ala wants to give us. Allah ta'ala wants to have mercy upon us. Allah ta'ala wants to forgive us. Allah ta'ala has given us this great month of Ramadan as a great ni'mah and a great mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person will see Ramadan and fasting and the taraweeh salah and likewise all acts of deen as a burden, that's when everything will begin to be difficult for the person. That's when things will seem as a burden for the person. And that's when the person will begin to moan and groan. Like we have an example of two women. One is that woman who's a nanny. She's hired to look after the child of somebody else. She has absolutely no love for the child. It's a job, it's a task, a burden upon her. And that's why we find so many times we find reports of that nanny beating up the child in a creche or in some preschool or something. Why? She has no love for the child. So anything the child does wrong will irritate this woman. Likewise, in the month of Ramadan, my dear brothers, if we take the fasting as a burden, the taraweeh as a burden, then everything we'll complain about. Everything will be difficult for us. Today the fast is too long. Today it was too hot. Today the hafiz up in taraweeh took 5 minutes extra. Everything will become a problem. On the other hand, you have a mother who is waiting to have a child. And Allah Ta'ala blessed her with a child. How she loves that child, how she values that child. A mother may have had a long day. The mother perhaps is sick, perhaps she's tired. In the late part of the night or the early part of the morning, the child wakes up and begins to cry. The mother, with all her tiredness, with all her weakness, with all her sickness, will happily, lovingly get out of the bed. She'll go to her child, she'll pick up her child, she'll embrace her child, she'll begin to suckle the child. Why? This child is not a burden. This is not a task. Rather, it's a great favor Allah has blessed me with a child. Very lovingly, with all my tiredness, with all my sickness, with no matter what a long day I had, I will still be happy to do this step because it's a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers, the first important thing in the month of Ramadan is that we have the right mindset in the month of Ramadan. This fasting and this taraweeh and the long days and the heat and the rest of it, this is not a burden, it's not a task, rather a great favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants us to go through a little bit of difficulty, a little bit of hardships. Allah said, eat and drink and enjoy yourself for 11 months of the year. For 1 month, a little bit difficult. And don't worry, I will see you right. I will forgive you. I will reward you for the little extra effort that you make in the month of Ramadan. So that's the first thing, my dear brothers. The second simple thing, and the basic thing for us to do in the month of Ramadan, is to keep the fast clean. And what does this mean? We need to stay away from all those things that are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Hadith Sharif says that many people will fast in the month of Ramadan, but they'll get nothing out of their fasting except thirst and hunger. And many people will stand in prayer at night and get nothing out of staying awake except tiredness. Why? Because a person may stay away from the food and the drink and intimacy, which is normally halal for him. He may stay away from that, but he does not stay away from the haram things. Then this person, although he may not eat or drink, but the person will not get the full reward of his fasting. My dear brothers, this fasting and staying hungry and thirsty, this is not the objective. Allah Ta'ala does not love. Allah Ta'ala, yuridu Allahu bikum al-yusr, wa la yuridu bikum al-usr. Allah wants ease for us. Allah does not like to see difficulty for us. Allah wants us to have things easily. This fasting and staying with eating and drink, this is not the objective. Going hungry and thirsty, this is not the objective. Rather, there is a greater purpose to the month of Ramadan, la'allakum tattaqoon. The staying away from the halal things is to train ourselves so that after the month of Ramadan, we can stay away from the haram things. This is the purpose of the month of Ramadan. But if a person fails, if a person may stay away from the halal things, but he does not stay away from the haram things in Ramadan, then he is defeating the purpose. Or he's going through the hard yards, but he's defeating the purpose of fasting. Like a person who spends money to go for Umrah, and he purchases his tickets, and he packs his bags, and makes all the arrangements. He books his hotel and everything. And then he takes a long journey, 8 hours, 12-hour journey, transit for 3-4 hours in another country. And then he arrives in Makkah Sharif. Ties ihram, arrives in Makkah Sharif, but then the person does not go and make tawaf of Baytullah. You defeated the purpose. The purpose was not to book the ticket. The purpose was not to book the hotel, not to put the ihram. The purpose was to go make tawaf of Baytullah. But you have not, likewise, the month of Ramadan. If you are staying away from our eating and our drinking, but you are not staying away from the haram, the things Allah has made impermissible for us, then we are not fully realizing the purpose of the month of Ramadan. So very important month of Ramadan, my dear brothers, that we keep the fast of Ramadan clean. And many other points we have, my dear, time is up. Just one more point, inshallah, my dear brothers. In the month of Ramadan, let us try, my dear brothers, to be very particular with our salah. Yes, salah is obligation not only in Ramadan, but throughout our lives. From the time a person becomes baligh, like right at the time he passes away, salah is an obligation upon the person. But as a starting point, if I feel that I'm not so regular with my salah, if I feel that over the past I was not so concerned about my salah, the ideal time and the perfect time for a person to now come to salah is in the month of Ramadan. An ideal opportunity for the person to get his salah in order is the month of Ramadan. I know of a particular person who in the past was not so particular with his salah, but I happened to notice one Ramadan, he started coming to the masjid, alhamdulillah. And now 2 or 3 years have gone since the Ramadan, mashallah, every day this person is there in the masjid for Fajr salah, and other salahs as well. The month of Ramadan is the perfect opportunity for a person to now come back into salah. And remember, my dear, the Salatul Taraweeh that Allah Ta'ala has blessed you and I, this country. This is a great ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A great favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we get the opportunity in the month of Ramadan to fulfill the great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, standing in 20 rakats of Taraweeh, and the great opportunity to hear the entire Quran being recited in Taraweeh Salah. This Allah has blessed us with a very great ni'mat, a very great favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Travel to other parts of the world. We've heard from our Asatiza, when he went to South America, he said that at night a person was traveling 2 hours by train. 2 hours by train just to get to a masjid where he could hear the entire Quran being recited. One of the students went to a foreign country, I don't recall the country. But it says in a country of approximately 9 million Muslims, only in 2 masajid of the entire country is the entire Quran being recited. Besides that, they did not get the opportunity to hear the entire Quran being recited. Allah has blessed us in this country, my dear brothers. Previously in our Durban area, we heard from our elders, previously that they were looking for reciters at the different venues. Today Allah has blessed us with an abundance of huffaz. Today we are looking for venues for the reciters. There's not enough venues to cater for the various reciters. So this is a great ni'mah, my dear brothers. Imagine, just imagine, Taraweeh, Isha will be around 8:15, 8:30. From 8:30 till about 10 o'clock or so, my dear brothers, just imagine, let alone the whole of our province, just this Overport area, how much of Quran will be recited? How much of tilawat will be taking place? Some jamaat in ruku, some jamaat in sajda, some jamaat reciting the verses of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much of the mercy of Allah ta'ala will be descending at that particular time? The big question for you and I to ask ourselves, my dear brothers, are we there to receive this mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let us not take this ni'mat lightly. A great favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time is around, my dear brothers. May Allah ta'ala give us understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity to take maximum benefit from the month of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.